Jordan Eddy, 5'7" junior, fastest lady tires.
Jordan Edding will run it in transition through the lane all the way to the rim. The easy left-handed layup by Jordan Edding.
A tremendous competitor, very deserving of the recognition, averaging 18 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, and 6 steals per game to lead the St. Louis area. She was first-team All-District and has a GPA of 3.94 and is ranked 8th in her class.
Jordan Edding. Festus Lady Tigers.
It's time to get back to our Dream Team interviews. 30 new Dream Team athletes unveiled for our 2016 J98 Winter Dream Team, and one of the 30 and one of the 10 best girls basketball players inside the listening area, Jordan Edding, joins us now from Festus. Jordan, congratulations on making the Dream Team. You've had a little bit of time to think about it, so what are your thoughts?
It's a really big honor to be on the Dream Team and to even be considered for it, because there's so many good girls basketball players. So I just think it's a huge honor.
And especially maybe a little bit nicer to think that the votes come from area coaches. So not only did the other players out there acknowledge how well you were this year, but the coaches saw what kind of player you were. So maybe even a little sweeter there.
Yeah, it really is sweet to find me, because I've been in the running, I think, for 3 years now. It's great to finally get on it.
So how did you find out you made the Dream Team this time?
I actually listened to part of the selection show. I just happened to hear when you guys were talking about me.
Oh, so you actually heard it live and found out actually when we played the card. So that perfect timing for you. So now you can look back on your season, your Dream Team basketball season. Pretty good year. You guys started out the year a little bit shorthanded. So what was that like to grind out this year?
I actually played in the first game, and then I missed our second and third game because we were knocked out of town. And we lost the 2 games that I missed. And so coming back for our games after our first tournament was rough because we had a losing record, and it's not something we're used to. So we just worked hard in practice, and I tried to keep everyone motivated just to show that it will get better if we keep working hard. And it ends up paying off for us.
Yeah, and when you have a season like you had, like you said, maybe didn't start off on the right foot, but you guys closed out very, very strong. But you can't do that all on your own. Who were some of the people on your team, some of your teammates that helped you out this season?
I think Allie Frazier is another huge leader on our team because everyone looks to her to get that big shot in a game, and she's always there working hard in practice. So I think a lot of people look to her, too.
What's it like to play for head coach Ron Rhodes? Way back when I was in school, he was my gym teacher, so I know he can be an interesting kind of guy. So how did you like playing for Coach Rhodes?
I actually love playing for Coach Rhodes. I get frustrated sometimes because he's always yelling at us, but I know he just wants to make it better, so it is frustrating. But he's one of the best basketball coaches I've ever played for, and he's made me so much better than what I was my freshman year when I came in.
And you know, one of the best worst things about him, when he yells at you, he's usually right.
Yeah, he's always right.
So how much did your game change this year? Did you add any new wrinkles? I know you probably had a little bit more weight on your shoulders. So how was this year different than some in the past?
This year, I really worked on becoming a better shooter, because my freshman and sophomore year, I pretty much relied on just driving to the lane, and I still relied on that a lot this year, but I think I was able to hit a few outside shots because I improved my shot a little from the previous years.
So you're one of 10 girls' Dream Team basketball players from this year. Did you have a chance to play against any of our Dream Teamers that made it this year as well?
Yeah, I played against Megan Skaggs, Allie Golden, Madison Reynolds, Holly Forbes, Izzy Farrell. I think that's it. I played against all of them.
So you nearly played all of the other 9 girls' Dream Team basketball players, so you know you're an elite company.
Yeah, all those girls are really good, and it's an honor to be put with them on this Dream Team.
So have you thought much about playing basketball in college or any other sports?
I'm actually verbally committed to Purdue to play soccer.
Unbelievable. That's right. I remember mentioning that. You are verbally committed to play at Purdue. So here you are as a Dream Team basketball player, and not even your best sport.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? The whole, you must be a fantastic soccer player. So how did they find you?
I'm really big into club soccer. I play up in St. Louis on a good club team. And we travel a lot, and the coach watched me at a tournament, and then we got in contact and continued watching. He decided he liked me, and I ended up committing it.
Unreal. So what is that like? Have you sat down and thought about that, thinking, hey, I'm getting Division I looks?
I haven't really, sat down and thought about it, but just hearing other people talk about it, it is a really big deal. So I'm really excited to be able to get in the Big Ten.
I bet. That's unbelievable. Congratulations on that, and especially another congratulations for making the Dream Team. Take a second to remind us, behind the scenes, your parents, who are the people that help you that we don't know about?
My parents, they play a huge role in MS success because they're always pushing me to play harder and to just always do my best no matter what. And my sister, she's a freshman, and I try to be a big role model for her, so I always just want her to watch me and think that she wants to work as hard as I do.
Wow, that's a pretty awesome stance to take, and I imagine that was probably the role that you played on the basketball team this year in a sense, too.
Yeah, we don't always get along, but we know that we always want to make each other better, and she's, I think, a huge part of me being so good because I want her to have someone to look up to.
Hey, and if she can live up to the stage that you've set now, the bar that you've set, she'll be a Dream Teamer before too long, too.
I hope she will.
Jordan, I appreciate you giving us a call tonight and talking with us. Congratulations on being one of the area's best girls basketball players.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Jordan Etting of the Festus Lady Tigers. A phenomenal season and finally making it to the Ladies Basketball Dream Team.